Genesis of Caddo. The concepts for this novel gelled during genealogical research on my paternal grandmother's family, the Murrells, we pronounce it Murrell, in the early 2000s. With most of our side of the Murrell family no longer living, the process was slow and frustrating until I encountered relatives who had already done much of the research, and one had in her possession what we now call the Book of Murrell, published in 1975, which documents our family line back to the early 1700s. The Book of Murrell revealed that the John Murrell family's 1818 expedition from their farm on the Cumberland River in Tennessee to Arkansas and ultimately to Louisiana was fully documented in another book, The History of Claiborne Parish, published in 1886. That story, an excerpt from which is reproduced below, is a fascinating window into an aspect of U.S. history that is generally ignored: the movement of pioneers into the southeastern part of the Louisiana Purchase during the period between the War of 1812 and the Civil War. But that was not the most important revelation. The biggest surprise was that my great-great-great-great-grandfather, John Murrell Sr., was a personage of note, recognized as the father of Claiborne Parish, Louisiana, having moved his family to that untamed wilderness in 1818 to 1819. The discoveries kept on coming. As I researched the period and geography further, it became obvious that this region where the Murrells and many other families settled had a long, rich history going back hundreds, if not thousands, of years. This was the land of the Caddos, once one of the most important American Indian tribes of what today is known as the Mississippian Indian culture. They lived for centuries across much of the southeastern region west of the Mississippi River Valley. The more I investigated the Caddo tribe, the more fascinated I became by their history, culture, and architecture. Not only did they give name to the state of Texas, but they were caught in the middle of Spanish conquistador expeditions in the 1500s when explorers like Hernando de Soto scoured the southeastern U.S. looking for treasure. This is a tribe that once dominated a huge area of the American continent with their rich folklore, language, and art, especially their pottery. The full extent of what this tribe accomplished during its centuries of greatness can never be known, because so much of their history is long forgotten. Today, all we have is a fragmented archaeological record, a rich collection of artifacts, descriptions of their civilization by Europeans that made first contact, and the stories, songs, and legends remembered by the approximately 5,000 members of the Caddo Nation based in Binger, Oklahoma. So, where did this great civilization go? Why are the Caddos almost unknown today, when other tribes like the Apache and Comanche are well known by all? There were several factors at work that relegated the Caddos to the back pages of history. One was the decimation of their population by European diseases that infected all American Indian tribes in the four centuries following first contact. A second was that theirs was a culture that valued commerce over war, which kept the Caddos out of histories of the western United States that focused on warlike tribes. And finally, the tribe relinquished their historical lands without a fight in 1835, excluding the Caddos from the historical record, which is dominated with accounts of much more violent submissions of other Indian tribes to United States authority. Regardless of the reasons, the fact is that the stories of the Caddos are not widely known beyond the culture preserved by today's Caddo Nation. A very brief summary of the Caddo tribe's history is included below. As my understanding of the Caddos deepened, so did my conviction that their story needed to be told to a broader audience. With my family's migration into the land of the Caddos, I could visualize where the stories of the Caddos and the Murrells could have intertwined, not in conflict, but in friendship. A story set in a world which gets little attention these days, but should, because it was one of the most exciting, awe-inspiring periods of the American pioneering era. I started writing that story in 2002 and finished the first draft in 2004. However, I was not satisfied with the result. The facts were right, but the characters seemed flat and the ending felt hollow. About that time, I changed jobs and had no time for a massive rewrite. Caddo went on the back burner. It stayed there until 2016 when I pulled it off the shelf and discussed the possibility of reviving the project with Jack Rochester, my good friend and editor of a nonfiction book I wrote that was published that year. It took another 2 years. This book is the result of our collaboration to make this story a true, living window into that time and place. Caddo is intended as an accurate chronicle of the events of 1818 in wild, unsettled northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas, It neither condemns or endorses the settlement of Indian lands by frontier settlers. Certainly, the decimation of Indian civilizations by European diseases was a horrific tragedy, and the treatment of Native Americans during the entire period of settlement was shameful. But that does not mean these civilizations were in continuous conflict. In fact, many of the settlers and Caddos became close allies, learned from each other, and moved forward into the modern world. Caddo captures this sentiment in a story of cultures and people coming together for a common cause. Surely, that is a story worth telling in any era.